There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care
of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. One of these days for the Mets. If you are a Mets fan, you will remember for a very long time. Regardless of the outcome, hopefully it is a happy memory, and hopefully that happy memory comes after game one so you don't have to stress. Mets and Braves on SNY, Gary, Keith, and Ron on the call. Coverage begins at 12:30 today only on SNY, and joining us right now is none other than Ron Darling. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. A little bit nervous, a little bit excited. As the Mets roll into this two-game, this doubleheader today, after what you saw in Milwaukee, what are your feelings about where the team is right now?
Well, I'm feeling much better after yesterday, right? I was a little fearful that they had lost their mojo with the bats, getting a two-hit shutout on Saturday night. So I was worried about that. But to see one of the best things maybe to come out of that game was J.D. Martinez having really four good at-bats out of the five, having a couple of hits, driving in a run, starting a rally. I think that was a really good sign.
All right, so Ronnie, let's talk about today's lineup. And your best guess, give us a sense. Is this a full, healthy lineup for everybody?
Yeah, I think you're going to see, leaning more towards the veteran. If I had to guess, I would guess Taylor in center over Bader. Iglesias batting second behind Lindor. Of course, Vientos, his great campaign that he's had. Pete, of course, looking for a three-run bomb. All Mets fans, I'm sure, are waiting for that. Alvarez, a couple of good at-bats in yesterday's game as well. And then it'll depend on the outfield with Schwellenbach, the youngster pitching for Atlanta. You know, there's a lot of different ways you could go. I would trust Marte in right field today. I know Winker is the left-handed bat, but he hasn't done much in September, and of course, Nimmo and left.
All righty, now let's talk about Tyler McGill. You know, I was looking at his last five outings. He's actually been pretty good. I mean, the Mets have won all five of those outings, and, you know, there's a lot of pressure on this young man. This is a huge game for him. What have you seen from him in his last five outings?
Yeah, well, he's changed, Boomer. You'll love this. He changed his grip on his sinking fastball. I think for a long time, they wanted him to be a four-seam guy with a hard breaking ball and thought that he'd be kind of a strikeout machine. That really wasn't his strength. They've taken him back to throwing a two-seamer, which is a pitch that he can get some contact with. It makes him a pitcher that he's not. He doesn't have 100 pitchers after five innings every time. But more importantly, coming back with that weapon he has from AAA, I've never seen him throw more strikes. I've never seen him be more aggressive, have more conviction when he's throwing his pitches. And I think that's all he needed. You know, his stuff is good enough to get people out. He just had to believe it, and I think he does now.
Boomer and Geo with Ron Darling on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Doubleheader today on SNY. Coverage begins at 12:30. We talk a lot about how certain places and certain teams in those places are negative. It's Mets down in Atlanta. We've talked about it a million times, but not everybody that was on the team in 2022 was on this team, and not everybody that was on the team in 1999 was there in 2000, and so on and so forth. Do you really believe that there's just something about this franchise and playing in Atlanta that gives them a disadvantage in big games like this?
You know, remember now, for people that have a good memory, a lot of those bad memories come from facing an Atlanta Braves team, which was the best franchise in baseball. For 14 years, they won their division title. So you were knocking your heads up against maybe the best organization in the game. So that you came out on the wrong end of it kind of makes sense when you think about it that way. As far as recent memory, you know, 2022 was a different September than they're having this year. And listen, you know, the big thing about Stevie Cohen buying the team, certain David Stearns in there as their baseball man, that's how you build different culture. And the Mets are today, on Monday, a day after the season has ended, have a chance to change that culture. That's what they've always been trying to do. And I don't see how it can't be one of the best days in the history of this organization.
Well, from your lips to God's ears is all we could say. What about Edwin Diaz? I know he pitched yesterday, hadn't pitched for a week. Should be ready to go today. And overall, your assessment of the way that he finished his season?
Yeah, well, he was really good, right, Boomer? After that that home run he gave up in Arizona, and then he started using his fastball more. Most of your fans and you guys all know that kind of stuff. One thing that people don't talk about, because of his, you know, he has a tough time sometimes throwing strikes, right? But I always have felt when he pitches more, and his huge year that he had in Seattle, they really pitched him a lot of appearances, a lot of back-to-back appearances. I always feel like Edwin is better when he pitches more. We live in a game now where we're always trying to protect everyone to a fault. And next thing you go, boy, we protected him, but he hasn't pitched in 2 weeks. I would be very surprised if he's not even better each and every day that he comes out. And if he needs to be used twice today, what did Mendoza say? It's big boy time. Sometimes you just have to go that extra mile, and I'm sure Edwin will do that.
You referenced Pete Alonso a little bit earlier, and obviously we know this is a massively down year for him. I don't think I've ever seen someone be as popular as him than have a season like this, and also coupled with hiring Scott Boras and the contract year where he has just fallen out of favor with the fan base. We all know it's in there. We all know he's capable of it. But what are the odds that he snaps out of it in a big way and turns into maybe Daniel Murphy of 2015 in the postseason for the Mets if they get there after today?
Well, Gio, you make a good point. You know it's in there, right? And you know, the difficult part of being a free agent, especially a free agent that is trying to go on the market and seek a huge contract, that you inherently put a lot of pressure on yourself. And I feel that's kind of how the year has gone for Pete. It's been pressure-packed for 6 months, and it's hard to play this game when you're under that kind of pressure. But when I remember Pete Alonso, when he broke in his rookie year, when he hit 53 home runs, et cetera, et cetera, I'll always remember the first home run that I saw him hit. He hit into the pond here in center field in Atlanta. And I remember I'd never seen anyone do that. And my first thought was, wow, this guy has power that other people don't have. The ball jumps off his bat that other people don't have. So hopefully those good memories of this field will put him in a nice spot today for these two games. You said it. He's got it in there. If he can just take a deep breath for one day and let the talent flow, it would be nice to see him come up with a big hit, because he's a good guy, despite people might not like him now and have a whole kind of sense of who they think he is. He's a good guy. He's a solid citizen. He's a plus asset to your team, and I'd love him to have his moment.
We all love him. We just don't want to pay him $40 million a year because we don't think that he's earned it. And if we're going to pay him that much money, he's got to come through not only today, but they got to go really deep into the playoffs. From your experience here and everything you've been through, all the games you've watched and everything else, who would you rather play if you actually had a choice to play, San Diego or Milwaukee in the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, I'd rather play Milwaukee, Boomer. I know that they've, 4-20 in the last 24 games at that American Friendly Field. I know that Milwaukee has it's a bad matchup for them because of all their speed, defense, all of that stuff. That being said, if you're looking at postseason, San Diego, to me, looks like the team that is strongest in the National League. And I'm taking them over the Dodgers. I think that's how strong they are. The postseason is a bullpen game. No one has a better bullpen in the National League. And I would like the Mets get into the postseason, somehow get through Milwaukee, and then maybe to be able to reset their starting staff where you have Manaea and Severino pitching twice. Peterson, who was just brilliant yesterday. With your full arsenal of starting pitchers, maybe try to take them down.
Yeah, and I it's amazing that we're sitting here, just as you're rattling off, Manaea and Severino twice and Peterson, I'm thinking back to before the season where I'm saying, man, they really dropped the ball in this rotation.
Well, Kodai Senga was supposed to be in this.
Right, of course, but you knew he was hurt. You didn't know when he was coming back. I mean, that of all things that had gone on in this season, Iglesias is in there too, the performance of these guys that I never saw coming at this level in that starting rotation has to be probably the biggest surprise to me. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think it's a big surprise to everyone. The only thing that they had going in their favor, now listen, they're both coming off horrendous years to the point where Manaea was kind of just a bulk inning guy in San Francisco. We know what happened to Luis with the Yankees, ERA approaching 7. But their stuff, their velocity, their spin rate, all those things were still there. I think you just found two pitchers that have had some real success in the majors, completely lost their way, their mojo, their confidence. And Jeremy Hefner has got to be given a lot of credit with those two pitchers of kind of figuring it out and getting those guys to the place where they were 4 or 5 seasons ago. But yes, the best... The Mets aren't here without Severino and Manaea doing what they did to replace Senga, who was supposed to be erased.
And finally, for me, Ronnie is really the manager, Carlos Mendoza. I mean, you talk about a guy that's had an amazing year. This was an unproven guy, came over from the Yankees, has steadied the ship, said all the right things, says all the right things after the games, doesn't make excuses. Somehow, some way, he's kept this whole thing together. And when I think of the way this thing started the first 2 months and where they are now, I would say that he has got to be one of the odds-on favorites for Manager of the Year.
I'm with you. There's a lot of candidates in the National League with Pat Murphy, Milwaukee, Mike Schilt, of course, with San Diego. But he has to be up there. I'll tell you a couple of things. Every time I go to do a TBS game, and I end up at another clubhouse, one of the first things I'm asked all the time is, hey, how's Mendy? How's Carlos doing? I mean, everyone around baseball loves this guy, cares about him, and is happy that he's having the kind of year he's having. In spring training this year, we had a little bit of a cookout, and Mendy and his staff came over. And I was asked the next day by some of our people that work for SNY, what did you think, Mendoza, whatever? And the first word that came out of my mouth is edge. It was a really cool edge to him, a toughness that I think it takes not only to manage in today's game, but to manage in our tough town. It's a tough town here, and he's got an edge and an authenticity to him that I think he's going to be a real star as a manager for a long time.
Who was more angry that the Mets had to go back to Atlanta and play this doubleheader, Gary or Keith?
I'll let you guys guess that one. I think that you'd be it'd be very hard for me to believe that you wouldn't get the right answer.
Oh, Ron, it's great talking to you, man. Hopefully this is a very positive, memorable day for the Mets, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you soon.
You guys are the best. Take care.
All right, see you. That's Ron Darling. Of course, SNY will have both games today. Coverage begins at 12:30, and of course it's going to be Gary, Keith, and Ron only on SNY. So a little wacky schedule, crazy the way this thing has played out. All the scenarios and the ups and downs comes down to the Mets winning a single game in Atlanta to get into the postseason.
I did want to ask him that if Atlanta had won that first game or wins the first game today, what do you think they do in the second, you know?
The Braves do, you're saying?
I mean, the Braves, yeah.
Yeah. What would they? Yeah, I mean, they're going to mail it in. They're gonna do.
You think they're going to mail it in? I guess they would have to, right?
Yeah, I mean, mailing it in means that Chris Sale's not pitching, so you take him off the mound. That's a feed up spot, and every team would do the same thing.
And you would think that anywhere you have young backups, you get them out there and you let them play.
Well, same thing with the Mets. If they win Game One,
were they allowed to add an extra player for these games?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
Just Google it.
I'm not Googling it. You Google it.
Yeah. So it's going to be. This is why I think there's going to be a split. Just the way it feels like a split.
I hope you're right.
It feels like a split. Now it'd be great if the game one was the game that the Mets won. So then you can just kind of coast through the rest of the day. But yeah, I mean, it feels like a split. And if that second team that's got to win. Or that other team that's got to win, the losing team that has to win game two, ends up losing that game with the other team not trying?
Exactly.
Oofa.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back. Another update and moment of the day. This show has flown by with everything going on. You know, we were just asked to do the next 4 hours as well by our brand manager. So you want to just keep going? And I said, no, we can't. We just can't tread on the territory there of BT and Sal. But it was a nice offer. But we're done at 10 a.m. We'll be back at it tomorrow.
All right. All right, Jerry, what's happening?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We are only a few hours away from Mets Braves, the doubleheader. Here is Carlos Mendoza after winning in Milwaukee yesterday, 5-0. Yep, tough week. But we weren't and we aren't done yet.
I know it's been tough for us, you know, but three games, and I know it's a big story, but we know who we are, you know, and whether we were going to get down, you know, we're going to continue to put pressure. We're going to control the things that we need to control.
All right, well, they could have controlled things Friday and Saturday. They didn't, but they did win Sunday, and Francisco Lindor was a big part of that with a single and a home run. The question now is, if he has to, is he capable of giving you 18 innings at shortstop today in a doubleheader?
I would love to. We'll see where I'm at. We'll see where I'm at. We're going to take it like we have been, day by day. As soon as we play the first game, then we address where we're going to be for the second game.
And that first game is Tyler McGill and Spencer Schwellenbach on Mets Odyssey Radio at 1:10 with pregame coverage at 12:30. You know the deal by now. If they split, Atlanta plays San Diego. The Mets head on back to Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. We will leave it there, and if there's a sweep, well, we shall see. What else? The Diamondbacks have to sit around and wait, which kind of sucks for them. They need one of these teams to sweep for them.
I think they pack it up. What do you think, Jerry?
Pack it up.
No, why would you pack up?
Yeah, clean out your locker day.
Yeah.
Anything about the Mets-Braves rivalry, why would you ever pack up?
Well, because, you know, the team that wins the first game is going to mail in the second game.
You know, but those guys are still going to try.
Well,
they will. They could be half drunk, but they're still going to go out there and try. And if you're the Diamondbacks, you need a sweep.
All right. Yeah, so let's just talk about this for a second. If you're the Mets and you win the first game,
mm-hmm.
when do you celebrate?
Right after the first game.
So,
but it's got to be toned down a little bit. Because if you wait till the second game, let's say they have to go to San Diego. They got to fly cross country and get ready for a game tomorrow. I don't know you're going to sit there and spend 2 hours drinking champagne.
Yeah, I know. And they got screwed out of celebrating in 2022.
I know.
So they got to celebrate.
They didn't get screwed out of it. They screwed themselves by not winning the division.
You're absolutely right. But I think they're going to have to figure this out. And they can't, like, if they win the second game, you can't celebrate then.
Well, when you say celebrate, you know, opening champagne, spring, whatever, that's fine. But, you know, there's no partying. There's none of that. They got to turn around and go right into the next series.
Imagine Ottavino getting the start in the second game and looking like Charlie Sheen when he starts his spring training.
Covered in his own puke.
Throwing the ball all over the place. I don't know. We'll see. But either way, they're going to have to get back on a plane right after this, and so will the Braves
exactly.
if they
That's
split.
That's the point. Like, there is no time for celebration. That would have been yesterday, and unfortunately for them, it didn't work out.
Well, they're going to celebrate. They've been lugging that champagne all over the country.
They should celebrate a little bit.
I wonder how that works,
yeah, but not the way you think that.
Like, I think that works.
And, you know, remember Aaron Judge, they won the division against the Orioles. He said, you know, I'm not playing tomorrow. I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
He didn't play. He celebrated.
A lot of guys did play, though. You're right, though, because they would have needed champagne in Milwaukee because there was a chance if the Diamondbacks would have lost yesterday, they're popping the champagne.
So do they fly all the champagne back and forth that they already bought, or do they have, like, deals in these towns? I need to know this.
I don't know the answer to that.
Where's Mike Puma when you need him?
He's on a plane.
All right.
All right, so, or yeah, that was maybe yesterday. So
you should have asked Ron. He would have known.
Yeah, I know. I just thought about it now.
Yeah.
Would you think he would have known? I don't know.
Yes, I do.
I mean, imagine being that guy's going to lug all that champagne back and forth with the ice and drain it and put it back in the
thing. Well, Al, we were talking the other day, thinking about 86. They must have had a champagne lugger back and forth with the locker rooms with the Red yes. Sox and the Mets.
But, General, this right? is... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, this champagne is the cheap lugger. Champagne. This is
no, it's not.
It's come not on. That what cheap. Do you think? They're professional baseball players.
Think they're drinking Ballator or whatever the hell that stuff's called?
Yeah, they're spraying it all over the place. It's a waste. It's not Dom Perignon.
I do have the quack.
I suppose. Yeah. The Yankees did beat the Pirates 6-4 to close out their season. One thing, though, Anthony Rizzo with the two fractured fingers. How are we doing?
I mean, overall, in good spirits. Obviously, it's a awful timing, but it happened for a reason, and trying to just process it, and I'm in as good a spirit as I
this guy can't catch a break.
No, he can't. Said he wants to play in the ALDS, but not sure that he'll be able to.
The Ryan Lindgren of the Yankees.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
The Ryan Lindgren of the Yankees.
Can't catch a break.
All right, I want to take you back to yesterday with the Jets and the Broncos. Okay, so the Jets lose 10-9 post-game, and I'm going to lead into some new clips here. This was Rob Saleh talking about how bad everything went, the 13 penalties and all that.
Obviously, it was sloppy. A lot of pre-snap penalties. You know, they're already a good defense, and we made it easier for him with just a lack of execution.
He was asked why so many false starts. Here's where he mentions the Rodgers cadence, and listen closely.
We got to figure it out, whether or not we're good enough to handle all the or ready to handle all the cadence. Cadence had not been an issue. All camp felt like our operation had been operating pretty good. Obviously, today it took a major step back.
So now this morning, literally 20 minutes ago, he just spoke. And he was asked after watching the tape and going through everything, do you have, it's a little long, the answer, do you have to alter Aaron's cadence?
No. You know, yesterday I was mentioning operation. We're always going to push the envelope with cadence, always. But with regards to operation, you know, getting in and out of the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, the communication that's being had, those are all things that we can continue to look at and clean up. But from a cadence standpoint, that's part of what makes us who we are.
No. Forget about that whole thing, that cadence thing that Aaron Rodgers got pissed off about. It's not what I was saying. I was talking about operation.
Yeah, I know. So then the follow-up was, so then what did you mean when you said maybe you weren't ready for it?
So cadence is all part of operation. And the finishing line on that statement was operation.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Backpedaling just a little bit.
Whatever you say there, coach.
Not good. Jets go to London to take on your Vikings, who are 4-0 on Sunday. All right, some other stuff. Speaking of the Vikings, here's Kevin O'Connell. Credit the Packers for fighting until the end. We got up 28-0. It wasn't easy, but we do come away with a big victory as they indeed go to 4-0.
I love Sam being aggressive because he's feeling me trying to stay aggressive. The lack of scoring in the second half really wasn't about us, you know, taking our foot off the gas or anything. They did some things to adjust.
Maybe, but they also had a big drive to kick a field goal to go back up by 9 to essentially assure the win. And so Sam Darnold has a big day. The Vikings have a big day, and they went on the road in Green Bay. The Bucs beat the Eagles 33-16. Baker Mayfield 347, couple of touchdowns. Here was Nick Sirianni. He was asked why Saquon Barkley only got 2 carries on the first 3 series of the game. Sirianni's answer.
We had 9 plays. I mean, he had 9 plays, and 3 of them are third downs. So now, you know, he had 2 carries and on 6 plays. I mean, that's the way football. I mean, when you go 3 and out, that no one's going to have any touches.
I love this guy.
he's entertaining, man.
He's doing the
for
math.
Better or worse, entertaining.
That is true. The Jaguars are 0-4. Houston came from behind for a 24-20 win. This was Doug Peterson. The way the stories are written this morning is that Peterson was caught off guard by the media asking him about job security. I'm not sure if you can hear the question or not, but it's in there. And then here's his answer, which is interesting.
As coaches, we can't go out there and make the plays, right? It's a two-way street. So, you know, you guys can sit here and point the finger all you want, and that's fine. Point it right at me. I can take it.
So he answers it fine. I forgot I actually cut the question out for time's sake, but he goes back and says it's on me, but also says we can't go out there and play.
Yeah.
That ain't going good.
Listen, things are percolating down there, as they say.
Yeah, because the owner is not going to have a miserable season when he invested so much into this team this year.
Exactly. This preseason was the off season, I should say. They spent, I think, the most money of any team in free agency.
Doug Peterson have the biggest head out of all the head coaches in the NFL right now?
Mike McCarthy.
No, no.
You think he's got a big head?
No.
Andy Reid.
Mm-mm. I think
so those are big guys.
Yeah, I think Peterson's head.
Yeah, big guys with big heads.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, maybe it's disproportionate.
Antonio Pierce.
Well, I call him watermelon head.
These are all good retorts.
I'm with you.
I'm taking Doug Peterson's head over all of those heads.
Like a Frankenstein head.
Yeah, it is. It's massive. It's disproportionate.
You ever see Phineas and Ferb with the girls?
I've not. No, that one has not come across our plate.
I forget if it's Phineas or Ferb, but he's got one of those heads.
One of those Doug Peterson heads?
Yes.
He has also got big hair at times, Doug.
True.
Yes.
You know, so that sort of contributes to it.
How you doing?
How about Dan Campbell?
Dan Campbell, yes.
Dan Campbell's
that's who I was thinking about.
Yeah, he's got a big head.
Definitely got a big head.
I'd love to line them all up and see. I'd still, my money would be on Peterson.
You know, the one thing we didn't touch on this morning before we get to moment of day, unless you have something else.
I'm not done. I can be done if you want.
No, that's all right.
What, a Rangers preseason game?
No. I was going to talk about the White Sox lost.
They got 121 Friday. Yeah.
They got 121 Friday. They won five out of their last six games.
Yeah, I know they won yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they set the record for futility.
They did, but I also give them a lot of props for trying to avoid it as they did down the stretch.
They're up 121 games.
I know. How about that?
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Monday Night Football, the Titans play the Dolphins. Here's Mike McDaniel on Tyler Huntley. He will go out there and he will play well.
You can tell he's cut from the right cloth, and the game isn't too big for him, so very encouraged with his progression.
I suppose so. Here's Tyreek Hill. He expects the best.
Very confident, man. We got a heck of a coaching staff, man, who's able to put together a crazy game plan. You know, so it's gonna be a crazy game, man. Monday night, man. So looking forward to it.
Let's see. Did you see with the Bears, DJ Moore? They were showing all the stuff on social media. How he was sitting by himself. He was completely away from the team going into the locker room. Because no, they're not throwing him the ball. I guess. I know they won, but
yeah,
I got nothing else. I just saw that.
I was gonna bring up, and I've brought this up before, and I do have a little bit of a Mike White obsession.
Yes,
but I'm gonna say it again, and I know he's gotten hurt too. But it was a cap situation that they got rid of him because they signed him to a big deal and they saved $3 million by releasing him, and the Buffalo Bills picked him up, and now they're sitting there with Tyler Huntley, who can't throw the football. But they signed Mike White for him to be the backup. They gave him like a pretty decent contract, then decided, he's making too much as a backup. Tua stayed healthy. Tua goes down. Now they're on to their fourth quarterback?
Yes. That's a problem.
Yeah. And then Mike White's in Buffalo, like, how much does this suck? I'm never going to play.
That's right.
And I could have been there playing. Anyway,
you're not wrong. What else? You got the Seahawks and the Lions coming up later tonight. You guys mentioned all the... Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you were snapping your fingers at me.
No.
The Knicks stuff you guys talked about, obviously, and the Liberty and Sun won their playoff games last night. All right, time for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Boomer, as he does, of course, on all the games, was giving his overall NFL take at the expense of G's Vikings. This was early this morning.
I think the Ravens are the best team in the league right now.
Interesting.
I do.
Wait, did anybody hear that?
I think they're better than Minnesota. I do.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that was your 4-0, 2-2.
It doesn't mean anything. Sometimes the records don't reflect how good a team is.
The Texans and the Packers who were all in the playoffs last year. What do you mean? Who's hurt?
They were hurt.
Who's hurt?
49ers are hurt.
The 49ers were hurt?
Yeah. They don't have a full
They had Christian McCaffrey. Okay. Yeah, they beat them. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. All right. Listen, Vikings are the second best team.
Part of the reason I was doing this was because no matter what my take is on the Vikings, you don't like it. So if I'm coming here, I'm like, it's too early. You know what? I'm not excited about 4-0. You'd be like, come on, they're 4-0. Pigs are the second best team. They might be the best team in football. What the hell's wrong with you? If I come in and say, man, they're playing great. I'm excited about them. You're like, yeah, they beat nobody. Everybody was hurt. Relax. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what
you
I
know
do.
What?
You don't like it.
You don't want to know something? I apologize.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't even realize that I was doing that, but it just must be a natural thing between me and you. But I still think Baltimore's the best team.
You're probably right.
Okay.
After all that.
Okay.
The Vikings suck, fatso.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a good Monday.
Oh, you too, Jerry. How are you going to watch these games?
On a TV.
Are you not going to go to a watch party?
No, not at all. I'm going to watch the game this afternoon.
Yeah. And I'm definitely just going to sit in my house. I can't get wrapped up. When you go from the weekend and everything, I was at the tap room yesterday, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
When you're drinking there, then Monday, you just got
to
chill.
Will you be able to watch it in peace and quiet, or will there be chaos going on?
No, it'll be fine. Sabrina doesn't get home till 3 o'clock, and that's when the chaos...
By then, you might know what's going on by then.
Right. That's when the chaos really starts.
Right.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just want to take a second to thank everybody up at West Point associated with Army Baseball. I was up at the Army Baseball golf outing at West Point Golf Course on Saturday, and just being up there around that campus, around the young men... It's always humbling, and I always come at it as a second year I've done. I thought the same thing. You know, we talk so much about how many young people out there that don't get it. Maybe this generation, it's an old man take, whatever. And then you get yourself, you know, shoulder to shoulder some of the young men up there at West Point. You understand that there's a lot of great ones. So I appreciate being up there. They had me up there last year and this year, and it's wonderful. And the people that you meet who have sacrificed their lives over the years, and it's certainly humbling, and you forget sometimes that it's right there. You know, I mean,
well, I mean, for football season especially, I mean, it is great to go up to Mikey Stadium, but like I said earlier this morning, Army and Navy football are both 4-0 for the first time, I think, since 1945. Is that right, Eddie? That's right, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Hopefully you get a big one.
Man, it would be amazing if, I'd have to look their schedule overall. But, man, could you imagine Army, Navy this year, both going in with significantly winning records, hopefully? That would be huge.
And I think this year's at Foxborough, I think, I want to say.
Okay.
I know they've been moving it around.
Yeah, I remember when it was here and we did the show from the Intrepid.
Did we really?
Yes. Yeah. Inside the Intrepid, we did the show.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I remember getting lost, having no idea where I was inside of that place, and then having to call Sean Kennedy, who basically like threw me a life raft that was out there in the Hudson. But yeah, it was that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess Army has to play Notre Dame in November, so.
And it's at D.C. this year. I think Foxborough's next year.
Okay. They got Air Force, Tulsa, UAB, East Carolina. Hey, look.
They just have to be the highest ranked G5 champion.
Yes. I don't remember being there. Why don't I remember this?
I don't know. I mean, you've done a lot of stuff in your life.
Yes.
And there's sometimes that things, you forget things.
You need that balance of nature.
Yeah. Phil Sims. Played football. I had injuries. Think about them almost every day. And I was just watching the guy on the TV, and I believed him. I said, ooh, that's interesting.
The guy on the TV.
And I said, I'm going to get me some of that, and I take it every day, in the morning and at night. And it's great. It's been great for me.
I've noticed a happier Phil Sims.
Makes me happy.
The last few months, especially like the last couple of weeks, whether he's with us on Wednesday or with me and Mike Valente on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Phil. There you go.
Phil. Yeah, and how about he's got us all set up for October 20th to go to his house? He's not even going to be there.
Phil.
Come on, man.
Well, we got to figure out, you know, I don't know, between the Giants schedule and the Cowboys schedule, because we were trying to work it around, you know, Jerry being able to make it on a Sunday.
That's right. So, and Jerry's doing all sorts of stuff. He was doing the Jets game for Compass Media Networks yesterday.
He was?
Yeah.
He was the voice of the Jets yesterday?
Or the Broncos, depends on how you want to look at it.
All right.
But he was the voice of somebody. So he was doing that game.
You know, so miserable. Then when we get to November, you got to worry about Rutgers then, Rutgers basketball.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a lot. Like,
so, man, we thought the 20th.
Yeah, we thought.
Tomato, banana, papaya, apple, grape, wild blueberry. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe we could do the 17th of November.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we can't do that.
Why not?
Can we do that?
I don't know.
When is Boomer and Geo live?
22nd.
Yeah, we could do the 17th of November, maybe.
Broccoli, spinach, onions. Oh, I love onions. Green cabbage. We got garlic, red cabbage, carrots, kale. Man, just nothing but a lot of good ingredients in this.
All right, Phil, next we're going to just have you read the ingredients.
What I got to do is I got to look at the Giants schedule, and you got to marry it up.
Marry it up. Rutgers basketball schedule.
And we also have to make sure Phil isn't working.
Well, that's the point. I mean, I got to try to marry this whole thing up.
Phil.
Hi, Phil. You know what? That bye week, I think, is the week. Yeah, it's a giant bye week.
And where's Jerry?
I think that's a Monday night game for the Cowboys.
That's the 17th, you say?
Yes.
And they don't, the basketball team does not play on, you said the 17th?
17th.
They do not play on the 17th. They play Wesleyan on the 16th.
Okay. That's got to be a home game.
That's got to be a home game, though, right?
They're playing in Newark, I guess, for that.
Okay.
So yeah,
perfect. All right, so mark it down, Al.
Trying
Sunday,
to make it.
November 17th now.
Well, we'll see if Phil's available.
Until maybe his agent gets involved and says he can't do it or something.
Phil.
I don't know why Phil couldn't tell us that.
Because he didn't know. I really think he didn't know.
Really?
It just makes a part of my day, you know. Like reading, being social, eating right, broccoli, green peppers. We got garlic. Oh, my gosh. I want him to have every one of those ingredients when we go to his house. Just laid out on the counter. In that order.
I'm sure he will.
Papaya, onions.
Do you want a nice chili?
Yeah, but November 17th, that's chili weather.
It could be chili weather.
Orange, cherries, cranberries.
Yeah. Gino.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Gino always tries to, like, foist those one-pot winter meals on me way before I'm ready for them. You know?
Yeah.
Like a soup or a chili. I'm like, it's September still. I'm not ready for this. Like, let's get into late November, fireplace, early December. You know, then we'll talk about a stew. But not now.
Not while you're still golfing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't need a stew.
You don't want a stew right now.
I don't need a stew.
How about a pot pie?
See? Too early.
Too early for a pot pie.
Too early for a pot pie. I mean, I guess tomorrow's October.
Hey, man, you're a pot pie guy?
Love a pot pie.
You do love a pot pie. I'm not a big pot pie guy.
Really?
Pot pie.
What's there not to love about a pot pie? Especially
it's like a
buttery, flaky crust.
Yeah.
With that just moist inside.
Yeah.
Cut right through there, and then you get the chicken and the gravy.
Are you a beef or a chicken pot pie?
I feel like a chicken pot pie is the winner in that situation. Yeah. Always a chicken
pot pie. You ever go shepherd's pie?
No, never.
No.
I don't think, what's in a shepherd's pie?
I think it's like got a mashed potato topping instead of a crust.
But that's like one of those English dishes that
100%
that they think
UK
is good,
thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it's
yeah,
not
it sucks.
Right, it's, they think everything's good.
Man.
Like the proper English breakfast, it's like
sucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, two turd sausages and a a burnt egg or something.
Yeah, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.